بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Firstly, discussing the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important, that is our road to meet Allah and our road to meet our eternal destination, and that is Jannat. Our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully that many people are asking directions to a lot of different places, but they hardly hear anybody asking direction to his real home, and that is Jannat. So he says, even if you don't want to know about it and you think, well, Jannat is so far, well, I don't have to know, I'll reach there. He says, even if you're not interested and you don't want to know, let me tell you, because you have to know it. So beautifully he has presented a poem which has become internationally famous: Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam, on the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be on your road to Jannat. And what is the sign that you're on your road to Jannat? Jannat is a place of peace and comfort. That means your life will be full of peace and comfort. Even if you got some sickness or anything, you won't be in anxiety. You won't be worried about COVID is going to catch me and this is going to catch me. Just come on to Sunnat, you'll have peace and comfort. And even greater than the road to Jannat, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ki raaste. Immediately you'll get a connection with Allah. So if Jannat is so beautiful, then the creator of Jannat, and when you got the creator of Jannat in your heart in dunya already, you're already in Jannat. So that is why Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is extremely important. And besides that, the beloved of Allah, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali put it so beautifully, if there was no reward for Sunnat, although the reward is so great we can't imagine, just to bring alive a Sunnat, 100 shaheed sawab. But he said, even if there was no reward for Sunnat, but it is the way of life of the beloved of Allah, then who won't want to follow? But unfortunately today we have been caught up with all this bombardment of advertisement and shaitans, all propaganda, etc. The Sunnat has appealed to us. And Sunnat we have discarded. So Allah showed, you discard my Sunnat, the Sunnat of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nobody will respect you. Today the Ummah, we don't have respect. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize this. We make tawbah, we make istighfar, and start learning the Sunnat. And create love for it, and practice upon it, and spread it throughout the world. Yesterday we learned, when after we made wuzu, now we're leaving our home, read the dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then, second sunnah, proceed with dignity. Do not run. This pertains to people to going to the masjid only. In other words, don't rush in coming to the masjid. Even if you happen to be for some reason little late, walk little faster, but in a dignified manner. Don't rush into the namaz and you panting like a horse and you start your namaz. No, you have to walk, even if you're going to muster the rakat. You're supposed to be early, but due to some reason, it happened, you got late. But still walk in a dignified manner, and whatever the rakat you must, then you want, complete it. So to do this, just to walk in a dignified manner, this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 shaheed sawab. So many times you hear the imam is gone in ruku, people are running into the masjid. We're not animals, we don't run into the masjid. This is the house of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding. And as we have mentioned, this all will come as we are doing our cause of zikrullah and learning the marifat, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. So in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, yesterday we explained the etiquettes very briefly, that how we should be sitting, facing towards Qibla, four-legged, concentrating, that one meditation, that I am saying La ilaha illallah here on the earth, it's gone to the arsh of Allah. And from the arsh of Allah, a column of nur It is the nur of the marifa, the recognition of Allah, the azma, the greatness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's love is coming in my heart. And then when you say La ilaha, slightly move your body from your waist, La ilaha, to the right, and think that I'm emptying my heart with all the wrong things that have entered my heart. That my honor will be if I get this degree, or if I get that car, see how I'll be driving in style, I'll be Alani, I'll be like this. All that you take out from your heart. Illallah, only if Allah comes in my heart, then I'll get honor, then I'll get respect, then I'll get dignity. So one lightly you think like that. And then many times we got problems, spiritual disease, I can't control my eyes, for example. So lightly think that I'm throwing out with La ilaha, I'm throwing out this evil gazes, just casting gazes. And it doesn't just mean evil gazes, it means not to look at woman at all. Many people have got this wrong notion that no, I'm not casting out of lust, I'm just looking at her, there's nothing wrong. There's no, if you're not casting out of lust, then why are you looking? Don't look. Many people say that no, my garment is below my ankle, I don't have pride, it's only if you got pride. So if you don't have pride, then lift it up. So it shows you don't want to lift it because you got pride. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand, with ourselves we don't know what we are. So in that way, and then if you make, when you're making zikr of Allah, then you don't move your body. That time you just keep your mouth in line with your heart. And then concentrate, like there's a tongue in my mouth, there's a tongue in my heart also. How I'm saying Allah from my mouth, Allah. And the first time to say Allah, to add the qualities of Allah Ta'ala is wajib. Like Jalla Jalaluhu, Ta'ala Shanuhu. And our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah's name is such that Allah has kept our tawbah in His name. If you just stretch it slightly, Allah, you'll see there's an ah that comes out. And that ah means you regret. Ah, how did I spend my life? Allah gave me my life and I'm following shaitan's way. I'm eating Allah's food and I'm following shaitan. Khata hai Rahman ki, khata hai shaitan ki. You eat the food of Al-Rahman and you play the tunes of shaitan. So that time just think that from my mouth Allah is coming out, from my heart also Allah is coming out. And just think lightly, oh Allah, I want you. You didn't forget me and I forgot you. And here you are allowing me to take your name. So in this way, if you take Allah's name, and only in Allah's name, there's an effect that if you repeat Allah's name, Allah's love will start coming in the heart. Anything else you love and you want, you can repeat it the whole life. You want a new BMW, sit in a masjid and repeat BMW, you won't even get the smell of it. So Allah's name, that is our Allah. That our Allah is alive. Our Allah is not a dead Allah. So that is what we have come to learn here. Allah give us tawfiq, understanding, inshallah. Then to get all this reality, this very, very important sabak of salah. We continue, alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللهو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we learned, when a person now realizes the greatness of Allah and my uselessness and my in need of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is calling me out of His mercy to bless me with special favors, so why shouldn't I go to the court of Allah? And like we just gave an example, Hazrat says, you go to Medina Sharif, you get so happy. I was standing in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And why shouldn't we get happy? All those great gifts have come from our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can only go to Medina Sharif. Here to meet Allah, Allah has kept it anywhere in the world. You'll find a masjid, you'll find a place to go and make ibadat. Or even in the open field, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this ummah's special mercy is, Allah has kept the whole earth as a place to make ibadat. So there's no excuse like I have to miss my namaz, there's no masjid around.
So to meet Allah, why we don't get happy? We should get more happy. Allah is the creator of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much more happy when it's Azan time? Before Azan, we should be happy to go to the court of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly cannot shower us with favors. He can make dua for us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come here to guide us how to draw the favors from Allah Ta'ala's court. So we should be extremely happy that Allah is calling me. All my work I should just put one side. Where I can still think that I am a busy man, I'm doing a big deal, I'm going for appointment. There can't be a greater appointment than the appointment of Allah. And today to get the appointment from just an ordinary counselor is such a big job. Here Allah has given us appointment. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm going to bless you with inayat-i khas, with very special favors, so why don't you come? Now a person came in the court of Allah, he realized, and this is, we have to learn, we'll have to go through the course. One is, learn our masail, then the other is, to get the current, learn, do the course of zikrullah, get connected to a sheikh, and this course is through life, the whole life. Because, like in dunya they say, in this world, all good things come to an end. That is the worldly things. In the world there's no real good things. You say you're going for a party and you're very happy. You come back, you tell your wife, give me 2 panados. I got a headache. So what was that part? So where there's good things in this world? So that is good things. This world, all good things, what people think is good, will come to an end. For a Muslim, all good things increases. What is the good thing? Just to think Allah made me. Just to think Allah made me. The more you think of Allah made you, you'll see that enjoyment increases. So as a person does the cause of zikrullah, he'll realize that I still didn't reach the tip of the iceberg. It's more delicious. It's more delicious. And that is why you want to go higher and higher. So this cause of zikrullah, this cause of tarbiyah to come to a sheikh, it's not a thing that a person will become dry. And a person will say, how much? In dunya, even the people that are billionaires, especially in India, Pakistan, you used to see before, the people that were living like hippies and just living like beggars, many of them, you talk to them, they are millionaires. So you ask them, now why you're living like this? They say, we did everything in life, now what? Rather we just live like this. So dunya has got a limit. Deen has got no limit. So in deen, everything is more enjoyable. And then what can be said when you reach Jannat? And not reach Jannat for the entertainment, to meet Allah. Then what ecstasy you can't imagine. So now when you come in the court of Allah and you say, Allahu Akbar, oh Allah, I surrendered. I only want you. I throw both the worlds behind me. I want you, oh Allah. And you stand with proper etiquette, adab, respect, as we have mentioned, and with total devotion. And now you make salam to Allah. Today, sadly, in the ummah, salam is also gone out. We don't even greet a person properly. And similarly, like this, you come when you're meeting a sheikh, you're meeting a respectable person. In the beginning, you'll just make salam, you don't know the proper respect. But as you come to know the person, now you realize, the first time I made salam, what kind of salam I mean? So similarly, like that, when you come to your sheikh regularly, and you come with an open heart, then you yourself, muhabbat khud aba adabi muhabbat sikati. As you start getting love for your sheikh, you yourself will realize how immature I was. How I thought I was making salam to Hazrat, but I didn't even make salam properly. So exactly like that in the court of Allah, there's no end to learning salah. Don't think I learned this lesson, I know my sunnah, etc. As you learn, you realize, how did I make salam to Allah Ta'ala? How did I read my sunnah? And every namaz you'll feel ashamed, and then you'll want to perfect it, and then you want to do better. So this is the cause of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That love will teach you the etiquettes of love itself. So as we're learning, now you enter the court of Allah, now to make salam to Allah. We wouldn't have known how to make salam. Allah Ta'ala taught us through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See today, even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us salam, but we have discarded our salam. Our Dada Shaykh Sahib, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, also a great wali of Allah, still mashallah doing great work of deen. The Khalifa of Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says when salam was common in the ummah and proper salam, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That Hamza in the beginning, as-salam. We don't say the salam properly also, although there's no time to go into all that. But just one example our share gives, that in the beginning days, there was not cordless phones, and there wasn't cell phones, there were just old type of phones. You have to turn the handle, and then it goes to the exchange. That is, there was a person sitting in an office, and mostly that time there was this white, what we call the burqis, they were in the office. So they used to pick up the phone. Who you want to get connected to, that number. So they connect you. Then when you start speaking, they hear you connected, then only they put down. So Hazrat says, when Abbas Ali Jinnah, Damat Barakatum, his father used to say that one of the people in the office, they ask him, what you Muslims, why when you just start speaking, you say Islam of the Kof? Because the way we make our salam, Salaam Alaikum. So to him it sounds like Islam of the Kof. And then the person who replies, he say Malikum Salaam. So he say Maayatum Haklan. So that is, unfortunately, that is our salam. And that's why all the peace, the happiness, the sickness has come into the ummah. Because even our salam, and today worse, no salam, hello. And some people and even women want to do it in style, hello. And what is hello? You're telling a person go to hell and go to the lowest portion of hell. We don't realize this. That is why a Muslim, even if you're speaking to a non-Muslim, don't say hello, say gee, can I help you? So we have gotten a tariqah, we have got a way. We have left our way and we see we have put ourselves in such a position and we don't realize. We're still looking for solutions in their strategies, in their methods. Now you're looking for solution to protect your health with a mask. How stupid can we be? Make salam and you see. Come and make salam to Allah, just reading your sunnah, and see how Allah will give you good health. Allah will give you so much favors. Where is supervisors in the masjid? What a stupid thing to even say. Because we're not coming properly into the masjid, we're not reading our sunnah properly. So many years I'm reading sunnah. Do I ever know what I'm talking to Allah? So as Allah Ta'ala so beautifully, yesterday we were mentioning that now you said Subhanakallahumma, all praise belongs Allah, you are totally pure. Allah is free from weakness. Allah Ta'ala's power will never come one but less. Allah Ta'ala's greatness won't come one billionth or trillionth or trillionth of an iota less. Allah is so great. Allah is pure. And we are totally full of dirt, but Allah allows us in His court. So Allah, you are so pure. Subhanakallahumma. Allahumma, oh my Allah. And every time you say Allahumma, Allahumma, Allah gets so happy. You say, oh my mother, oh my beloved mother, how happy she gets. This is the creator of all our mothers. So Allah Ta'ala is now you saying, wa bihamdik. All praises only for you, Allah. Wa tabarakasmuk. Your name is so blessed that if I take your name, you make me blessed. Allahu Akbar. And then wa ta'ala jadduka. If this is Allah's greatness, Allah's name is so blessed, then Allah's majesty is how high? What is the judges of the world? What are all the state presidents of the world? They just got artificial position and they don't even have respect. Allah, who is the King of Kings, Malikul Mulk, Allah's majesty is so great, Allah's sovereignty, we can't imagine it. Now when you realize this, now you come to the climax and you say, Ya Allah, wala ilaha ghayruk. There is nobody like you. We can't even praise you. La nusi sana'an alayk. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. all this what we said, if you didn't teach us, where we should know how to praise you? And this is also as if you praised yourself. Allah taught us this. So Allah Ta'ala, now you realize, La ilaha ghayruk, there is nobody for me besides Allah. Oh Allah, that is why I came to you. Now if you made salam like this in this way, you go to a person, a state president, anybody, and you just talk about his little greatness, although he's got no greatness. Allahu Akbar doesn't just mean Allah is the greatest. It means only Allah is great. So much so that even myself, normally we say Allah is the greatest, nobody is greater than Allah, but in my heart I still feel, no, I got some position. I'm the Imam, I'm the Mufti, I'm the Sheikh. No, I'm not, I'm absolutely useless. Oh Allah, only you are great. Now when you come in such a court, Allahu Akbar. So now, when you have presented yourself and made salam to Allah Ta'ala, yeh dua sunnat hai. Now realize, as far as the masala is concerned, that to read this dua is sunnat. At least think that is presence, that is khushu, that is that you are concentrating in namaz. And then to know the meaning, how much more your concentration will build. How much more enjoyment, just when you start your namaz, Subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdik, wa tabarakasmuk, wa ta'ala jadduk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. And even the imam should read it and give time to the musallis. Today we are rushing so fast, even tarawih. The imam just starts, hardly reads his subah, the sana, and is in starting his kirat already. Now you also can't read it. So we have to be conscious. That means you never made salam to Allah. Like your own child comes in the morning into your room and he just dashed in and he says, Abba, I want this. He says, get out. You never even make salam still. Go out, knock at the door, make salam, then come ask for something. So we asking for Allah, but we never make salam properly. So our sana, how we should realize, this is the sunnah dua. Jis qadar kalam-e-ta'zim aur tawheed ke iske bande ki zubah se sadir hote hai, inayat-e-shahi us par do chand nazil hote hai. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, according to how you have made effort and recognize Allah, and you have presented words of great, great respect and honor and acknowledging the oneness of Allah. La misla lahu, la misala lahu. When you say la ilaha ghayru, oh Allah, there's nobody like you. Nobody can match you. You are totally beyond our imagination. Now with this great, honorable word and with firm conviction that only Allah is like that, that oneness in your heart, according to how you have presented yourself, with what respect, with what honor, now the very, very special favors of the royal king, and who are the Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has got no shortage in his treasures. Now Allah will bless you accordingly. Such favors will come, and then you'll understand what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what our pious elders said, I just get enjoyment in Salah. If you can be, how tired Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to travel to Mewat in the heat, everything. And there, what arrangements could they make? Even if they had a small tent or a small shanty, it was full of heat. And they used to think that Hazrat will come and start the rest in few minutes. But when Hazrat used to come, he used to start 2 rakat namaz and get enjoyment. So we don't know that enjoyment. That is why as you do this course, you realize what Salah is all about. What a great gift. I'll sacrifice my life, everything, my business, I won't miss my Salah. Because this will give us everything. This will take us all our worries from our life. Otherwise, the smallest worry you got, you think you got a big mountain. And you're phoning Malisa 12 o'clock at night for a small problem. And you think only you got a problem. But when your Malisa listens, this is nothing. This is a small thing. But if you perform your Salah, all the problems Allah will relieve you. And that is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did. Any problem, firstly to Allah. We first go to all the Asbab. To use Asbab is no problem. But we first turning to the Asbab and then coming to the creator of Asbab. So we going upside down. So all our whole life is going upside down. So when you come and present your words in the right way, Allah special favors. Aise waqt nuzul-e-rahmat-e-ilahi ke khiyal se کہ حضور بادشاہ کا میسر ہوا. At that time, now you should even think that now Allah's special rahmat is descending upon me. Special mercies of Allah Ta'ala are coming upon me because I'm in the court of Allah. I'm in the presence of Allah. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, many a times, even your boss, even your father, they won't show that they're very happy. And now because if they show that they're very happy, this worker will take advantage. Hey, the boss is happy today. Let me ask him for the increase. So they want to show their robe, their little awe. Even a father, he say, my show, I'm very happy. My son will say, now, Abba, I need that BMW. I need this, I need that. So they want, Allah Ta'ala is showing you that I am so happy with you that you have come. Allah doesn't need us to come. We are mustaj of Allah, but Allah is showing His happiness. What a Allah have we got? Now a person should think Allah is so happy with me. When Allah is so happy that Allah has brought me and I didn't come, Allah brought me to His presence. And now Allah is saying, now ask what you want. Allahu Akbar. A sahabi asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making his khidmat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy, he said, ask what you want. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I just want to be with you in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So here you with Allah present already. Forget Jannah still. Now you in the court of Allah. Dil apna hazir karke, hajat apne arz kare. Now be attentive. Let your heart be connected. And that's why you need to do this course of Zikrullah. You won't get this in the kitab. You won't get this in the bayan. You won't get this by just giving charity. You'll get this by the nazar of the pious servants. Just this, the gazes upon you, Allah, your heart will start opening up. That radiation will start coming. What is the radiation of the microwave? That is all harmful. It is totally terrible, the radiation of the phone. This radiation, just that a buzurg look at you. We see most of the small children, they became hafiz, alim. Why? Say when he was small, the Hazrat Shaykh looked at him. That gaze, at that time already you see the effect. So here now you're in the court of Allah, present, be conscious that now I'm talking to Allah. Lekin pehle arz se mazmoon, دفعہ شیطان کا کہ وہ بڑا حارج اور دشمن قدیم ہے. Now before you're going to present your what you want from Allah Ta'ala, all your needs, there is one enemy who's always troubling you. You want to go to the boss, you want to ask him something, there's one worker who's always jealous, and he's going to tell the boss, this fellow is going to ask for an increase, he's going to ask for again for leave, he just took leave just now. So like that, there's one enemy that Allah Ta'ala has made. But to realize and make us realize that we just move, get rid of him and you're in the court of Allah. And who is this enemy of ours? Shaitan. And Allah Ta'ala has taught us how to get rid of Shaitan. We see you start, now you're in the court of Allah, you read your sana, but not even 2 seconds, and now your thoughts went somewhere else. Because the shaitan, he doesn't want you to get close to Allah Ta'ala. So very easy, Allah Ta'ala said, you don't fight with him. Shaitan, beautifully, the pious have explained, he's like you go to a very rich man's house, or you're going to a minister's house, or you're going to the state president, what security? And then they got wild dogs. What kind of dogs? All terrible dogs, etc. Now if you want to go and meet him, and you want to go past the dog, he'll tear you apart. All you have to do, just press the bell, or just phone him, or just make a sign, and when he sees you, just now you were with your family, and you were scared of the dogs also, now he saw you, he's coming out, he just calls the dog one side, now you're walking very bravely. You tell your children, don't worry, come, nothing will happen. Because the owner of the dog came, and so Shaitan is like the dog of Allah Ta'ala. So to get to Allah's court, you just say, Ya Allah, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. Take out this dog from my way. I want to come to you, this dog is stopping me. So you read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. You don't try and start fight with Shaitan and try in your namaz, your thoughts are coming, and you thinking of this thought, and just say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from this shaitan who is rejected. Just take him out of my way. I want to now speak to you. So get him out of your way. ہوشیار ہو کر دل میں لاؤے اور زبان سے کہیں. Now be alert that the dog is here. Now attentively say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Oh Allah, I come to your court. I want to talk to you. I want to present my needs. But take away the dog here. I don't want even him to even hear me. So Allah Ta'ala will move shaitan away. So you say, پناہ مانگتا ہوں. میں ساتھ اللہ کے شیطان پتکار سے حاصل اس کا راندے کے گئے سے. They say, oh Allah, I'm seeking refuge from this rejected, this most disgraceful creation of yours. Just take him out of my path. Now when shaitan is out of your way, now you present yourself, you present what you want to ask from Allah. And that also, Allah has been so kind, we shouldn't know what to ask for Allah. We ask for all the perishable things. Oh Allah, I need my house. Whole namaz you should be asking for a house. Whole namaz you should be asking for a business. Asking for a degree. Allah Ta'ala teaches us, start of your request, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Shuru Allah ki naam, jo bahut meherban aur raham wala hai. That, oh Allah, I start in your name. I take your name first because you are so merciful. You are so gracious, so kind. So in this way you start. And now you start talking to Allah. Ye shuru wa ardas ka aur ardas ye hai. Now you have presented the request to Allah in a very humble way. Now you're presenting your request. And Allah has taught us our request. The first thing, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, and so beautifully it is said, if you want something from any generous person, don't ask him directly. Praise him. Tell him you're so generous. I heard you helped this person. I heard you helped that person. You don't have to tell him that you got a need. He'll just give you. So who is more generous than Allah? So start with the praises of Allah. Sana'ul Kareemi Dua'un. Praising a very kind being is dua itself. So that is why all our ibadat, you see, the essence of it, every ibadat is dua. And dua starts with Allah's praises. And then after Allah's praises, those people who Allah loves, you go to a rich man, you praise him, and then you say, your son, hey, he's what a wonderful man. He's also, he got your qualities. Now how more happy you get. So you praise Allah with the great man. Oh, Allah loves Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What love Allah got for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you send durood. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah ta'ala, Allah gets more happy that, look at my banda. He has recognized me, all praises for me. He has recognized my beloved. He has recognized my friend. Now you don't even have to ask Allah. Allah's favors are just pouring upon us. Every namaz, every rakat you start, when they forget the farz is the most, then what about nafal? Allah's rahmat is in torrents. But myself, I haven't understood. Here we come just to get an iota of this reality. And can we see what the ocean this is? You can't stop. You just started, you just came to the shore. And now see, so Allah Ta'ala teaches us, sab tarif Allah Ta'ala ko hai, jo sahibe sare jahan hai. Obviously, all praises belongs only to Allah, who is the Rabb, who has brought things from non-existence into existence. And not only you, Allah brought into existence, alameen, all the universes. Some mufassirin have mentioned there are over 80,000 universes. We can't imagine, and that's just imaginary. One species of one creation, there's so many different species. Allahu Akbar. Just fish alone, how many different species we can't imagine. So Allah is not just didn't just create, Allah brought us from non-existence into existence, and then nourishing us, looking after every creation of His. So, oh Allah, all praises belongs to you. And then yesterday we explained, there are four types of praises. And this is specially only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you say, Ya Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Oh Allah, when you have created me, and you are the creator of all the universes, and why you did this? Not because you needed it. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, bahut meherban, aur nihayat raham wala hai. This is only the demand of your mercy. Out of your extreme mercy, and you are very benevolent, and very, very kind you have created me. And you created all the universes. And you are taking care of all the universes. What is the huge skies, all the galaxies. But oh Allah, you mine. And now you're standing and talking directly to Allah. That oh Allah, you are mine and you are the creator of all the universes. Then you acknowledge, Malik yawmi din, Malik insaf ki din hai. That Allah Ta'ala is not just the judge, Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah is teaching us that from now realize that you don't belong to yourself also. Nothing is ours, everything is only Allah. Everything only belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why we have to learn it in namaz now. And that Allah who is totally just, and you really see the justice on the day of Qiyamah. So that Allah, we belong to Allah. So Allah, I belong to you. If I don't ask you, who am I going to ask? My wife just tells her husband that you my own, there's only you there for me. My father is not there, I got no brothers, who is there for me? If you got a heart, you'll melt, and you'll see to your wife. Yeah, Allah who is the creator of love, the creator of softness. When you say, Allah, you are my owner, where else I'm going to turn to? And Allah Ta'ala is extremely just, so you should realize that nothing belongs to mine, to me. Today, unfortunately, you tell the youngsters and forget the youngsters. Allah says, our Shaykh says, tum bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana ho, nahi ho. You are 55, 60 and you're still like a small child. That Mawlana say, why does big screen here in your house? Say, no, Mawlana, my children, they like to go and watch cricket. So I tell them, rather sit at home. But you want to watch the cricket, you say, no, it's for the children. So you still worried of the scores in it. So we still like small children and we're blaming the children. So we should realize that nothing belongs to us. You tell a person, don't do this. Don't play your music so loud. Don't go to the grounds. Say, Mali Sahib, it's my car. You don't worry. It's my life. It's my wife. It's my money. Allah says, كَيْفَ تَفْرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. What ungratefulness. Who gave you this? كَيْفَ تَفْرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. Just few days ago, you were not loving. Now we gave you life, we gave you little strength, we gave you money. Now you say, it's mine. It's not mine. And that is why we need the tarbiyat. That when you do the tarbiyat, you'll be able to train your children. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains how he became Hazrat Shaykh. From a young age, 1-2 years old, already his father trained him. He says, when I was a 2-year-old boy, then naturally we know children, when they're small, they like a blanket, or they like a pillow, or they like the bottle, all the time they will be heavy to them. You can't take it away. They want to carry it all over the show. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah also, his mother made for him a small pillow. And he used to like it, keep it with him all the time. One day his father, Hazrat Yahya Rahmatullah Ali, said, Zakaria, bring me a pillow. So his small boy, 2 years, you get so happy when your father say, bring me this. You say, Abba, mine, I must bring you my thing. So he asked his father, Abba, my pillow. He just had to say that he got one hard shock. He says, that time I realized his father told me nothing is yours. The pillow is not yours, your life is not yours. Today we worried, I must save my life. It's not our life, it's Allah's life. So Allah Ta'ala is that owner of the day of Qiyamah. And if we don't realize it now, Hazrat says on the day of Qiyamah, Allah just gave us an idea. What will be the awe and the greatness of Allah on the day of Qiyamah? That today even you go to see animals in a Kruger Park. Hazrat say the animals think, who are we, buzruks, or what's wrong with these people? But anyway, you hear a lion roaring, and your window is closed, but you see you shivering. Now you can't handle the steering, just to hear the roar of a lion. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to say, Limanil mulkul yawm. Now for who is sovereignty? You thought it was your business. It was you were the president. You were owning this. For who is this greatness? The Anbiya will be shaking. The Malaika will be shaking. We'll be trembling in the court of Allah. We have to learn this reality myself. I need it. We have to just get an iota. Nothing belongs to me. Then where all the pride will disappear. So you're telling Allah, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Oh Allah, you the, not the owner of the day of judgment, because their reality will come out. Let reality come in our heart now. Now when you realize this, now you come to the essence. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Said, oh Allah, I am your slave. You made me. So I only come and show my respects to you. I only come and worship you. I won't bow down in front of anybody. It can be the greatest sheikh of the world. You don't humble yourself and bow down and make salam. No, you make salam with respect, but don't lower yourself in front of anybody. Our Dada Sheikh used to get so angry if you stand in front of him, like how you're folding your hands in salam. He says, Aisa mat karo. That is only for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, only you, and we are Nabudu, not just Ibadat, I am the slave of Allah. So I have to come to the court of Allah. It's just natural. But sadly, I think now I'm a Lani. I'm owning this business. I got no time for Salah. When I got time, I'll see. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time will come in my Ummah. Ummah will perform Salah as if we're doing a favor to Allah. You are slave and you want to love like a king. So that is why now we are disgraced. Allah Ta'ala save us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the sickness of Wuhan, it didn't start from Wuhan, whatever place in China, it's actually the disease that is in our heart. That I think now I'm owning the world. I'm more worried of materialism. So when the love of dunya comes, then you'll be scared to die. But when you keep on reminding yourself, Iyaka na'budu, oh Allah, only you do I worship. Because I'm your slave, I'm your humble slave. Wa iyaka nasta'in, I want to please you, I want to obey you, but I'm too weak, I'm too useless. I'm in need of you, I'm seeking your help. And we need Allah's help 24 hours, more than 24 hours. All the time, mentally, physically, in our health, in our wealth, in our deen, every moment we need Allah Ta'ala. In a split moment, one nerve can twitch, then what can you do? You think you're the boss, you're the big owner, you are running all, you're the main person in all the conglomerates. One thing Allah Ta'ala makes you just slip, and you hit your head on the ground, now you're like a cabbage. Where are you now? Nobody wants to look at you. Where just now you were boasting, you're the main man in the company. You can't do and never ever regard yourself as indispensable. Without me, this company won't run. This madrasa won't run. How many people came from Adam alayhi salam when the world carried on? And the world is going to carry on. So you're not in charge of any department. It is Allah Ta'ala's help that is what you. And we need the help of Allah. If we come and beg for Allah's help, Allah will guide us in the next request. That tujhiko hum bandagi karte hain aur tujhi se madad chahte hain. We only ask help from you, and we only humble ourselves and worship you only, Allah, and only Allah, nobody else. Not what Allah, but I think, hey, if I don't go business, what will happen? A person must fajr namaz on a cold day. And you say, where were you? Hey, it was very cold this morning. I couldn't manage. It was like snow outside. Now you meet him in a business. You say, Fajr, you are not there. Now you're in a business so early, 7 o'clock. You say, well, father is going to open the business. Who's going to put food on the table? Allahu Akbar. Well, that is the faraz after your first faraz. First come where you have to get, like you, for example, sometimes you have to pick up goods at the branches. But they tell you, pay your account at the headquarters. First go pay by the headquarters and then you come collect. Now you go and you collect by the branch. They say that you can pay by the headquarters. Say, I didn't know. So we have to come first to the headquarters early in the morning. Pay our respects to Allah. Then Allah say, your business, you my slave, I will do it for you. You just come with your bucket, come with your big pot and I will fill it. So we are the slaves of Allah, that's why we have to go to work, we have to go in sunnat, but that doesn't mean that we slave for them. We become a slave of a slave. No, become the slave of your master, of your king. And then you ask Allah Ta'ala, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. This is the crux, that Allah put me on that straight path in every way, whether it's my deen, whether it's my dunya, whether it's my qabr, my akhirat, oh Allah, chala humko raasteede par, guide us onto the straight path. And what is that straight path? We are mistaken. We see people that are controlling outwardly the world. They got big businesses. We think they got know-how, etc. Immediately Allah Ta'ala tells us, you want the straight path? Which is that path? Sirat al-lazina namta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wal-dhalin. Ameen. Raah unki, or unki jin par tu ne fadal kiya. That path who your special favors have come upon. And that is أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. You want the straight path? Hold the hands of the Anbiya. When the Anbiya are not there, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ, the very true pious servants, the king of all, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. So hold their hands and you'll come on the straight path. On your own you can't come on the straight path. This is the path. Kitabullah will tell you what is the path in theory. But to come onto that path, so what Kitabullah? We need Rijalullah. That is why without the man of Allah, you can never reach Allah. So Allah is telling us, hold the hands of the man of Allah. Either the Anbiya, now they have left the world, the Siddiqeen, the very pious people, they are there, and Allah will keep them till the day of Qiyamah. The martyrs, see how they have given their lives for Allah, and wasaliheen, the pious servants. So you, whoever your heart takes, this is a pious man, follow in his path. And make him your guide, and see how you'll be on the straight path. Khairil maghdubi alayhim, not the path of those who your anger came upon. Walabdallin, and those people who are gone astray. That is not the path of the Jews, that we think they controlling the world. They control the dollar price, the price of petrol. They are running the world, they are not running nothing. It is Allah Ta'ala who is controlling. When we don't hold the hands of the pious servants, then Allah says you are oppressing yourself. So Allah put a bigger oppressor over the smaller oppressor. So we think they are running the world. They are not running the world at all. You come back to Allah and see, even you one man, you turn back to Allah, Allah will make you realize the dollar price can go what height or what low, your blood pressure won't go up and down. Your iman will be more important. That where is my iman going, high or down? Whatever the price may be, you say, Alhamdulillah. Allah is feeding me. The dollar can't feed me, no Jew can feed me, nobody can feed me. So now unki jin par ghusa hua. Not that part that your anger came upon them. Until today Allah's anger is upon the Jews. Throw a 5 rand coin in one car and see how 20 Jews will jump in. So we shouldn't turn to these foolish people who will kill their own mothers and sisters just for little pittance. And this is what they want to kill the whole world today. What one disease, Allah put the disease on them. So we should realize, we shouldn't be overtaken with all this propaganda. That now they say the next wave is going to come. This is all propaganda. This is all their foolishness. We turn to Allah. My Allah has got control. Waladdaleen. And na bekeb bahakne walaki. And not those people who went astray. Like the Christians. Allah gave them such a great Nabi, Isa alayhi salam. And Allah showed them that I don't need a father to create anybody. I don't need a mother. I'm the creator. See how I brought Isa alayhi salam. And he gave a bayan when he was a small baby. Inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah. And I am going to be the messenger of Allah. But they made him a god. That he is the god, or he is the son of God, or he is the Holy Spirit. So they don't know themselves. So they gone totally astray. So we shouldn't follow the path of the Jews, the Christians, and all other paths. But sadly, we are running behind their ways, their fashion, their type of business, etc. So we are getting lost. Let us come back to Allah. And that is the salah all about. Ye ardaat, Allah Ta'ala sahib ne apne bandho ko zuban se farmayi, ke jis waqt ji chahe, us tarah kaha kare. Allahu Akbar. Allah has taught us, whenever you want any need from me, you present your need like this. We shouldn't have known how to ask Allah. We should be asking for all foolish things. Allah said, anytime you need, whatever you need, just present it in this way. It's like a person wants to give you a high position. He print out the form, everything. He says, you just put your name and I'll accept your application. Allah has given us the application completed, just come put our name. But we don't want to put our name here, we're putting our name in the university, by any boss, etc. No, come and put our name by Allah. So ask Allah Ta'ala in this way. بعد اس کے آمین کہنا یعنی عرض ہمارے قبول کر سنت ہے اور یہ لفظ قرآن کریم کا نہیں بل اتکاف بے اتفاق اور نماز میں اس کے ساتھ ایک سورہ ملا دے سب and so after you have presented your request to Allah say آمین آمین means oh Allah please accept it. In other words, you don't have to say Allah please accept it. When you say آمین Allah you have accepted it already. That is why you told me. And although Ameen is not a word from the Qur'an Kareem, but it is sunnah to say Ameen after we have presented our request. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.